This video is going to talk about all the foods you can eat. We talked about all the foods you can't. You cut out the caffeine, you stopped eating all the bread, you stopped the alcohol binging. Now we can focus on the good stuff. So the main thing with eating the right foods is you want to include protein every meal. Protein's where you're going to be getting those amino acids we're supplementing with the first place that are going to replenish the neurotransmitters. And then you want to have more healthy fats and vegetables. So you want to focus everything on protein, vegetables, and healthy fats. I'm going to go over a lot of specifics here. If anything's overwhelming, I dabbled in nutrition for many years. Just don't get too overwhelmed. The main thing is you want to add protein to every meal, vegetables to every meal, and healthy fats. The main thing is just get your serving of protein every time you eat and eat more vegetables. So eat a serving of protein every meal, get 5 cups of vegetables every day. Just doing that's going to make a huge difference in your moods. The good news is not only is increasing the protein and vegetables and healthy fats going to make you feel a lot better, but if anything, you're going to be feeling better and you're also going to look better. So this is where it gets fun. So let's start off with protein. We talked about how protein has the amino acids, the essential building blocks to basically everything going on in your mood. You need to get more protein in your diet. So the main thing you want to do is focus on getting more protein and get protein at every meal that you can. Really good protein sources are going to be fish, lamb, beef, pork, chicken, eggs, and dairy products if you can handle them, venison. Huge health benefit with protein is if you eat fish at least 3 times a week. If you can get fish 3 times a week in your diet, it's going to increase your omega-3s. You're getting healthy fats and healthy protein at the same time. And not only that, a lot of fish cooks way quickly, easy to prepare. And if you're on the go, you can just go get a can of sardines and it's going to give you energy and make you feel good. The thing with fish is if you want to avoid farmed fish, there's a lot of salmon out there that's farmed. Avoid the farmed salmon. You want to get the more wild Alaskan versions. You want to be getting the fish caught in the oceans. When fish are farmed, they're not getting as many omega-3s, and they're swimming around with other fish, essentially all swimming around in their own crap, and they have higher levels of mercury and heavy metals. A really good choice is albacore tuna caught in North American waters. Doesn't have as much mercury and it's really high in omega-3s. Oysters, rainbow trout, sardines. Sardines are my favorite. If you like sardines, go get some sardines, get them packed in their own oil or in olive oil especially, and that's just a perfect snack. I forgot which nutritionist it was, but there two guys were talking to each other. One asked, hey, when you're traveling, how do you have so much energy and just keep it up all throughout the day, even with flying and everything? He says, first thing he does when he lands, if he needs a quick snack, he goes into a store, he gets a can of sardines, and that's what he eats. If you need a quick snack, some protein, some healthy fats, a can of sardines and olive oil, it's a perfect snack. Other good things, lamb, beef, pork, venison, buffalo, all wild game is extremely healthy for you. Be sure to include, you can include chicken, grass-fed beef, as healthy as forms of these types of meats as possible. Try and get protein in every meal. If you're vegetarian, it's a little harder. You can get a lot of more protein through beans, other sources. But the main thing is you want protein every meal. I eat protein every single meal I eat. I feel a lot better. I feel a lot more full throughout the day. I don't crave food or get those intense hunger pangs I used to get when I would eat stuff like white flour and all that other crap. So include healthy amount of protein every meal. With your protein, you want to be eating a lot of healthy fats. Your brain is made up to 60% of essential fatty acids. Imagine what a low-fat diet is that's full of sugar, you're drinking coffee in the morning, and you're avoiding all forms of these healthy fats does to your brain when up to 60% of your brain is composed. It's like not drinking water throughout the day. Good news is, saturated fats are actually good for you. Crucial fat-soluble vitamins such as A, D, and E, and even calcium, can't actually be absorbed properly in the body if you don't have saturated fats. So guess what? That means you can eat butter, you can eat coconut oil, whole fat yogurt, coconut milk, eat a lot of avocados. They're all good for you. They're going to keep you full longer than these other starchy foods. They're going to be supplying your brain with all those essential fatty acids, and they taste great. Not only is eating more fats, healthy fats in your diet, taste really good, keep your brain healthy, and keep you full longer, cholesterol, surprisingly, is one of the most valuable things for your mood. Low cholesterol is associated with anxiety, depression, insomnia, because cholesterol is involved in producing so many things, especially our sex hormones. Up to 60% of your brain's made up of fat, while up to 25% of your brain's actually composed of cholesterol. So stop eating all the low-fat stuff. Start including avocados, olive oil, coconut oil, healthy nuts, seeds, grass-fed beef. Include all these healthy fats in your diet and you're going to feel a lot better. I've included a lot of these different forms of food in the worksheet that you can look over. Include them in your diet. But again, avocados, coconut milk, all these foods with saturated fats, not the vegetable oils, start eating them and see how you feel. Last thing is healthy carbohydrates. You want to stop eating so many foods that are going to be spiking your blood sugar all the time and replace them more with fiber-rich, nutrient-rich carbohydrates going to keep you going all day long. In an ideal world, I would say eat a salad with every meal that you eat every day. I eat at least one big salad a day. I always feel so much better after I eat it. And like today, I ate over 6 hours ago and I'm still going off that one big salad that I ate. If you can include just one big salad, a lot of leafy green vegetables in your diet, you're going to be feeling so much better than everybody else. Carbs in vegetables don't cause the insulin spike that these other white starchy carbs cause. They actually provide you with nutrients rather than sap you of nutrients like white flour and sugar. And these healthy vegetables have all the nutrients, minerals, that are going to make the neurotransmitters in your brain. They have tons of B vitamins in them. The dark leafy green vegetables have a lot of magnesium. So you want to start eating tons of green leafy vegetables. Okay, so what about starchy vegetables like potatoes and yams? So these are great. They're especially good to include alongside your salads, alongside your proteins, alongside your fats. If you eat them just alone, or not around like exercising and working out, that can still kind of cause an insulin spike. I mean, if you're gonna eat a potato, eat it with some salad and put some cottage cheese and butter on it. Those are really good for upping your carbs for exercise, if you need more energy throughout the day or if you're not getting enough food, but you don't wanna just be eating potatoes and yams all day long because it could cause problems with insulin spikes and blood sugar. Beans and legumes are especially good if you don't have problems with them. Some people get a little bloated or have a problem digesting beans, but if beans are good for you, those are also an awesome choice. Last but not least is eating fruits. It might kind of seem funny that I'm mentioning fruits at the end, but that's because for a lot of people, if you eat just tons of fruits throughout the day, it's still going to cause an insulin spike like the other starchy vegetables. But fruits are especially important. A lot of fruits provide additional fiber, vitamins that we need in our bodies, and they're great for if you need more food, you need more carbs, you need more energy, or you need a healthy snack throughout the day. So fruits are really good for providing quick energy. It's actually better to eat most fruits raw because they're going to still have the enzymes and vitamins in them that get destroyed from cooking. Fruits tend to be high in vitamin B6, which we know helps in making neurotransmitters like serotonin. So alongside the massive amount of vegetables I want you guys to start eating, start including some fruits. They're good for a snack. Don't eat way too much fruit. It can cause some mood swings and blood sugar problems. So with these foods to eat, it would take a long time to say them all in a video, probably bore you guys to tears. So I included in a worksheet a huge list of healthy foods I got from the 150 healthiest foods on earth from one of my favorite nutritionists, Johnny. Look at that worksheet. I provided a few sample meal plans. You can see the main thing is you don't have to make it too complicated here. If this is all overwhelming, you're looking at the food list in the worksheet, you see tons of foods you don't recognize, or you're like, oh crap, I got, what can I eat, what can I not eat? Keep it simple. Avoid the processed foods. Eat as many vegetables as you can. Eat a healthy amount of protein at every meal. Eat fruits every now and then. Avoid sugar. Avoid too much caffeine and alcohol, processed meats. Read the ingredients label on everything so it doesn't have sugar or artificial flavorings in them. Protein. Eat a healthy amount of beans, chicken, turkey, eggs, wild game meat every meal. With protein, eat fish 3 times a week, such as a can of albacore tuna, can of sardines, or some wild-caught salmon. Vegetables. Eat as many vegetables as you want. Eat a salad every day. Eat salads with a variety of greens to get all the veggies you need. Try to eat 5 cups of vegetables every day. The more vegetables you eat, the healthier you're going to feel. Healthy snacks. You can eat fruits like an apple, handful of berries every now and then. You could eat fruit with a little cottage cheese if you're not sensitive to dairy. Or you can eat a handful of nuts like cashews or almonds. And healthy fats. Start cooking with butter. Start cooking with coconut oil. Use olive oil as dressing on your salads. Erase all the vegetable oils, all the crappy carbs, and replace them with healthy, saturated fats. So every day you want to be eating tons of veggies, some fruits, a lot of healthy fats, and protein in every meal. If you make this change to healthier eating, this is what's going to keep you stable day in and day out. Pills, capsules, vitamins, they help. They're really great for getting the extra stuff you need, bringing you back into balance. But nutrition, eating healthy, is the only thing that's going to be keeping you stable year in, year out. Mood's going to be up. Neurotransmitters are going to have enough vitamins and nutrients to be made. Brain's going to have enough fat to function properly. And add a side benefit, your probably body will be healthier as well. Lately, this is one of my favorite breakfasts. You got your coconut, natural yogurt, and a mango, and your favorite cleaver and a spoon. First, you gotta bash open this coconut. Then you drink all the liquid awesomeness inside, well hydrated. Eat the little coconut meat on the lid. Then with your favorite spoon, scoop up all the meat so it's all in little pieces in the coconut. Now the meat's all scooped up, it's time to move on to the mango. Then you chop up the mango with your favorite cleaver. Chopped up mango goes inside the coconut, so you got a mango coconut meat medley. Then you put the yogurt in there. This is natural yogurt, no sugar added. Mix that bad boy up, and there you have it. Coconut meat, yogurt, mango, amazingness. If you can tolerate oats, you could throw some oats in there as well. I literally can eat this and I'll have energy for 6 hours straight.